It's 580 WIBW Newsday AM. Good morning. I'm Jim Doblin. Here's what's happening on this Thursday, December 14th, 2006. A grim discovery early this morning in southeast Topeka.
And it smelled like rotten eggs, but it was a dangerous situation for a while in a section of the city yesterday.
Looking at traffic at 7th and Kansas, Topeka police are still on the scene of a...
Temperatures will remain above average for the next several days, but there is a cool down in our future. I'm 27 News meteorologist Tom Hagen, and I'll have the complete Topeka forecast at 11 and 40 past the hour.
Overcast in Topeka as you get up this morning, 46 degrees, 48 in Salina, 580 WIBW News Time, 7:06.
We found a body. It does appear to be a suspicious death, and we're working it as a crime scene.
Topeka Police Sergeant Darren Scott says detectives are investigating the discovery of a body early this morning at East Edge Road in the new Rockfire Addition. That's near Lake Shawnee. The body was found by sheriff's deputies in the southeast Topeka field at about 4 this morning, but the case was turned over to the Topeka Police Department because the body was actually found within the city limits.
You just don't kill people and get to keep your nursing license.
Glenda Rogers watched as her pregnant daughter Robin and her future granddaughter die in a matter of hours at a Manhattan hospital after a nurse made a critical mistake.
Once they got her intubated, then her heart just shut down and she couldn't breathe.
What happened that summer day in 2006 was this. An 8 months pregnant Robin Lowe, with a history of stomach problems, entered the hospital dehydrated, is put on pain medicine, and is fed what nurse Susan Meeker thinks is IV solution.
What had happened was the bag that the nurse had hung was not IV solution. It was solution that was supposed to go directly into the stomach, so it was about the consistency of like a milkshake. And it was going directly into her heart.
Hello. Welcome back. I hope you had a nice vacation, a nice spring break.
He is 87 years old. He's an Austrian Jew who fled 2 months after the Nazis invaded. And if you ask Harry Schaefer what he loves best, it is his wife of 23 years, Betty.
Oh, he's so romantic.
Suppose that a loaf of bread today costs 75 cents.
And this. Standing up in front of 400 students every week at the University of Kansas and teaching basic economics.
Why should you wait and buy the car next year when you know doggone well it's going to cost you 5% more?
This past weekend, you get another crack at seeing the Union Pacific's living legend, number 844, the last steam locomotive built for Union Pacific. It's traveling all the way from Cheyenne, Wyoming to Brownsville, Texas. And it is currently in Kansas City, Missouri, and that's where we hook up with Mark Davis, who is the spokesperson for Union Pacific and enjoying his job for the next few days because he's been on board that train for quite a while now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good. So how's the train ride?
Well, I tell you, so far, so good. The weather's been beautiful. We left Cheyenne with a little snow, and now we're in Kansas City, and we're in shirt sleeves, so we're enjoying the trip so far.
You got a lot of wind in KC this morning? I know it's windy here. It sounds like you're battling the elements, too.
Battling the elements, and right now, as you can tell, a little whistle off. We're going through our brake test before we depart Kansas City at 8 o'clock this morning.
That's awesome. I like that brake test. That'll wake you up. Awestruck second graders from Fairview North Elementary who won a fundraising contest to become the first to see the 6 South African penguins at the grand opening of the Topeka Zoo's Penguin Plunge.
Cool. I think they're really funny.
I think they would be happy here in the zoo.
Zoo Director Brendan Wiley thinks the penguins and the public will be pleased with the exhibit, the first traveling exhibit for the zoo in quite some time.
We might be having to clean some glass, but you know, that's what this is all about. Very hands-on.
With a musical tribute from students at Care Paravel School, hundreds thronged in to take a peek at the 2-foot-tall birds that remain ensconced behind a thin wall of glass in perpetual 60-degree temperatures, even as the sun bakes the rest of us through September. Jim Doblin, 580 WIBW News.